WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Discipline Switch. You know that feeling when you're constantly giving, giving, giving in your relationships, but never seem to get anything back? Yeah, that's not a sustainable way to live. Today, we're diving deep into something super important, building healthy boundaries in relationships. Because let's face it, folks, setting boundaries isn't about being selfish or creating walls. It's about protecting your well-being and nurturing genuine connections. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Boundaries? Sounds kind of serious, right? But trust me, this is less about rigid rules and more about understanding your needs and communicating them effectively. It's like having a personal GPS for your relationships, guiding you towards healthy interactions and preventing you from getting lost in the chaos. Ready to level up your relationships game? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Know yourself first. Before you can set boundaries with others, you gotta know what you need. What makes you feel drained? What values are non-negotiable for you? Take some time for self-reflection. Journaling, meditation, or even just honest conversations with yourself can help uncover those crucial needs. It's like figuring out your favorite flavor of ice cream. You can't share it if you don't know what you like. 2. Communicate clearly and directly. This is where the magic happens. Once you know your needs, it's time to communicate them clearly and directly to the people in your life. Be specific about what makes you feel uncomfortable or disrespected. Don't beat around the bush. Just be honest and upfront. Remember, clear communication prevents misunderstandings and sets the stage for healthy interactions. 3. It's okay to say no. This is a big one, folks. Learning to say no is essential for setting boundaries. It might feel uncomfortable at first, but trust me, it's liberating. Saying yes to everything can lead to burnout and resentment. So, prioritize your well-being and don't be afraid to politely decline requests that don't align with your needs or values. 4. Consistency is key. Setting boundaries is a continuous process, not a one-time event. It takes time and effort to establish new patterns of behavior. Be patient with yourself and others as you navigate this journey. Remember, consistency reinforces those boundaries and shows people that you're serious about your needs. 5. Embrace self-care. Boundaries are all about protecting your well-being. So, make sure you prioritize self-care practices that nourish your mind, body, and soul. This could include anything from taking regular breaks to pursuing hobbies that bring you joy. Remember, a healthy you leads to healthier relationships. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a friend who constantly asks for favors but rarely reciprocates. Every time she needs something, Sarah calls, knowing full well that Sarah is swamped with work. It's like walking on eggshells. Saying yes feels obligatory, and saying no feels like letting her down. But here's the thing. Sarah knows she has a tendency to overextend herself, so she starts practicing boundaries. Next time Sarah asks for a favor, she politely declines, explaining that she's already committed to other projects. Guess what? The world doesn't end. In fact, by setting that boundary, Sarah creates space for her own well-being and fosters a more balanced friendship. So, remember, building healthy boundaries isn't about becoming distant or uncaring. It's about creating space for authentic connections and nurturing relationships that are truly fulfilling. It's about showing up as your best self and respecting the needs of others. It's time to reclaim your power and build relationships that empower you to thrive. Ready to put these tips into action? Start by identifying one area in your life where you could benefit from setting stronger boundaries. Maybe it's with a friend, a family member, or even at work. Then, take a moment to reflect on what you need in that relationship and how you can communicate those needs effectively. And don't forget, share this episode with a friend who might benefit from hearing these words. That's it for today's episode of The Discipline Switch. Remember, boundaries are your superpower. Use them wisely and build relationships that truly inspire and nourish you. Until next time, keep switching.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.